seeing you.
Well, I don't want to bother you.
Well, I just wanted to... Did FBI interview you about Walter?
Yesterday afternoon, yes.
Well, that's good. That's good. Okay, we may have to get you down here next week or two for a day or two to help us on some of these things.
You know, I'd be delighted to help if there's any way I could.
Wait a minute, Eddie's here. I want to see what Eddie Weisel said.
All right.
He's to airport and on his way back, and they did interview him yesterday. He'll be talking to you then in New York, and we just got to plan our strategy and try to anticipate all these charges they'll make and things of that kind.
If I could make one suggestion, I think there's only one way that Walter will ever get rehabilitated and have an opportunity to lead the kind of a life he's entitled to lead in the future. I think that he voluntarily ought to allow himself to go into an institution where he can get some psychiatric treatment, and where after a period of time he can come out with some kind of a report indicating his condition when he went in, the treatment that he had, and the statement to the effect that whatever his difficulties were, he's been cured, they've been overcome. Now, he's going to have some kind of a very clear cutoff point and a kind of new platform built for him for the future, and there's no other way in God's world that I can think of that will do this for him other than this suggestion. Now, it's a difficult one to follow, and it'll be hard on his family, but it'll give him many, many good years ahead if he will do it in place of some bad ones.
I agree with that, and I told Eddie that just 30 minutes ago. And we're going to try to get him to do it, I don't know.
All right, sir.
And how much is this thing going to hurt us?
Very little. It's bound to hurt some, but I don't think it's going to make any appreciable difference. There was a great shock, of course, when it was announced. And then later, there was a feeling, I think, on the part of almost everyone of compassion. And then, of course, the Russian thing came along and the Chinese thing, and it's been pushed very quickly and very far into the background. Now, I know that the Republicans will try to keep churning it up, but I think, by and large, now the feeling has changed from one of shock and revulsion to one of, I won't say understanding, but certainly of compassion. And I think this other approach is the kind of approach that would really put it over the hump for good.
Okay, my friend. Thank you.
Nice to talk with you.
Bye.